Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Feedback, the segment of the show where we throw open the phone lines and ask you to be a part of the show. Do that, give us a call, 715-845-2155. And the first topic up for bid this morning for our conversation is a comment that Glenn Beck made on his program earlier in the week that surprisingly, it really surprises me the backlash that he has gotten. And I believe it is indicative of the problem that we are having in our United States of communication. What I am seeing and what I see as a result of this situation is an individual that is making a very plain and clear statement, but people aren't listening. People aren't hearing what's being said. When I subbed for Jerry Bader earlier in the week, Monday, I did a thing on political correctness about Joe Walsh, who is a radio host, came on his program and was being very, very open and real about political correctness. He was talking about the Washington Redskins issue, and he was saying if it's okay to say redskin, which is supposed to be as offensive to the American native as the N-word is to the black community, well, how come I can't say the N-word on the air, but I can say redskin? Only he didn't say N-word. He actually used the real word. He got bounced off the air. Why? Because he was using the English language the right way. And oh my gosh, somebody's going to get offended. I went into great detail. He wasn't calling anyone that word. He was using it as an example of his discussion. No one was being brought out and criticized and demeaned. We're having a discussion using real language. Well, okay. So this Glenn Beck thing. And again, I've already before we came into Feedback, I did full disclosure. And I'll do it again very, very quickly. I say this to be honest with you and to be completely transparent with you, not to brag, not to name drop. Glenn Beck is a friend of mine in passing. Okay, we're not buddy buddies, but Glenn Beck and I are friends. I do communicate with him on occasion. Okay, having said that, I'm not here pitching for Glenn Beck. I'm not here defending him. But I find the backlash from his audience of what he said to be quite surprising. Earlier in the week, Glenn Beck asked for his listeners to donate to his charity, his nonprofit group, excuse me, so that he could help the children that have come into this country illegally. This flood of illegal immigrants that are coming in, they're coming in with children. There is a loophole in our immigration status. You come in with a kid, you claim this, you claim that, boom, you're here to stay. Thousands of children have come in to this country. We've heard stories about how these people are being housed. They're trying to be housed in old abandoned hotels, and communities are saying no. They're being housed in any military bases. They're being housed anywhere they could be, some of which, according to Todd Starnes and his commentary, he's working on a story. Some of these individuals are being flown on commercial airlines when they are riddled with disease. Some of them are receiving benefits that are not allowed. Government benefits, Social Security benefits, these type of things. Social Security identification. This is the report that's coming from Todd Starnes. We will wait to hear how that develops. Politically, that is inexcusable. Politically, we cannot allow the influx of illegal immigrants into this country. Politically, we have got to send them home. And Glenn Beck said this point by point. And then he said, the children are just that. They are children, and they are in need. They need medical attention. They need food. They need clothing. They need proper attention. And he asked his fans to please donate to his charity, Mercury One, so that they can raise money to help these children. And he got, according to his update, he got some response that was very positive, probably quite a bit. And then he got a lot of mail being very critical of his request to help children. He read one letter, okay? One letter specifically on his program. The letter said, with all due respect, if you give supplies to the refugees with money donated to Mercury One, which is his charity group, I or anyone I know will never donate another dime to your company. That includes we'll never buy books, we won't buy tickets to your event, we will cancel our subscription to The Blaze, yada, 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 yada. Beck's response was, hey, look, we're not all going to agree. Do you want to live in a place where we all agree all the time? Absolutely not. But he said, this is something that he is adhering to his faith. God clearly calls us to take care of, among others, the needs of the children. Take the politics out and just look at the children. These are innocent victims of the politics of what's going on. Their families are choosing to come into this country illegally and are going to face the consequences of their actions. But these children need attention. And his point is, how can anyone with any kind of compassion at all take the ideology of, I don't want illegals in my country, and have that spill out into, I see a child in need, and to hell with them, I'm not doing anything about it. How do you do that? This is something that is a real key issue, and it has a ripple effect on almost everything. You hear a lot of critics of conservatives say that we don't want the poor to have government benefits. We don't want anyone to receive any government. We hate the poor. We hate the indigent. If you're disabled, well, to hell with you, pal. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get along. That's not conservatism. That's not the way it works. True conservatism says those that cannot take care of themselves, it is the duty and honor and moral obligation of the community to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. Why? Common sense says the community is best designed and suited to serve the community. Conservatism says, government, get the hell out of the way and allow the people that know what they're doing and are best suited to do it, do it. That's what conservatism is. If you cannot help yourself, you cannot do for yourself, it is the moral obligation to receive help. And the flip side is, though, if you refuse to do for yourself, if you won't work, then you have to suffer the consequences of your actions. Glenn is simply asking, instead of just spitting on the children, if you have the ability, if you feel in your heart that it's the right thing to do, just help the children. That's all he's asking. He's not saying allow them to stay in the country. He's not saying look the other way. He's not saying forgive. He's saying they got to go back. But in the meantime, we've got to help the children. Comments from the letter said that, you know, accused him of being part of the government manufactured problem, accusing him of being in bed with the government to create this crisis of influx and of illegal immigrants. Couldn't be further from the truth. And the reason this individual and many like them have this opinion, oh, we can't help, is because the ideology, the political ideology, blinds us to the humanity of the circumstance. There is a difference between the political agenda and the actual people. The adults, the families, they have to be sent back. they have to be processed legally if they want to come into this country. But in the meantime, my heart goes out, and I agree, we should do something for the children. We really should. So I put it to you, and I ask you, in our community, right here in central Wisconsin, what do you think? Do you think he's right for putting and asking people to help take care of the, you know, donate money to help take care of these kids, or not? That's my question to you. If you want to weigh in, I'd love to hear from you. 715-845-2155. Place your calls while we take our first break.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I've sent you a paper a while back on illegal immigration and minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And when we looked at that, we looked at how this is that by doing things the way we're doing, not enforcing our borders and having illegal immigration, that the more we allow it, the more we're really promoting slavery, and slavery to the extent where these people travel great distances under extreme hazards to come here. And so there's I've sent this paper to Glenn Beck too, and so I think that it's better to stay out of it so that you stop promoting slavery. Now,
okay, now wait a minute. Let me stop you there. Him helping the children in need is not promoting slavery. He's not doing anything to encourage them to come. He's simply doing the humanitarian thing of taking care of children who are suffering.
We have another dynamic where we're not able to, with certain changes made by the Department of Justice, ICE, presidential orders and that, we're not really enforcing the border and not doing anything to really stop the slavery.
Okay. Thank you, Norba. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for calling in. Michelle, let's go to you. What have you got on your mind?
Yes. I would like to say this is my number one. This issue makes me so angry. First of all, I do not believe in supporting illegal people. I think this is a scam going on. I'm extremely irate about the concept. Yesterday I heard that the government is spending, Homeland Security no less, tens of thousands of dollars paying for underwear for people, these particular people, and their needs. I work over 50 hours a week. When I think about more of my tax money going for people who do not belong in this country, it just makes me crazy.
Okay, now hang on a second.
I believe in supporting soldiers and things like that, but not people who do not belong here.
Okay, now here's the issue. Let me reiterate the issue. This is not tax dollars going to support the adults that have come here illegally. There is nothing about this that is providing any kind of benefit to the adults that have come here illegally. Again, the belief is they must go home. This charity drive is only to help the children who need food, clothing, and medical attention.
I understand that these are children crossing the border under some guise. I understand that. But any money that goes to them, obviously America is a much nicer place than where they came from. The world is big. There are 7 billion people. We cannot support every tens of 50,000 people crossing the border, supporting them, even charity-wise. What you're doing by giving that money is encouraging this kind of behavior in the future.
Okay. So you feel that doing the humanitarian effort of helping the children is supporting illegal immigration?
Yes. You give them, I'm not saying starve, I'm saying give them their food, put them back on a plane, a train, an automobile, and they need to go back. Well, they do not need to be clothed and housed and fed.
Michelle.
Michelle, that's just encouraging the
problem. Hold on. Michelle, this is a perfect example of what I'm saying. You didn't hear everything that I said.
You said it's a charity, and you're giving. They want to set up a charity to give them these kinds of things.
No,
the charity itself is supporting the problem.
Michelle, listen. The issue is they have an immediate need of food, clothing, and medical attention, and they must go back. That is the very first part of what I said.
I understand. You know what's going to happen? They're going to get their food and shelter. This is going to drag on for 1 year, 2 years. And then after 3 and 4 years, we're going to say, well, they've been here for 4 years. Let them stay. This is another scam being perpetrated on the American public.
Okay.
And I'm not saying starve, the money, whatever, but this needs to be any kind of a charity to making them nice and comfortable, whatever, is supporting the problem.
Okay.
So that it's supporting the problem and it's making it go on and on. We're going to have more tens of thousands crossing because obviously America is a wonderful place. So word of this is going to carry, and you're going to word's going to get back. Well, hey, America is a good place, and there's charities. They're going to help. No, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's just nonsense that this is going on, and I can see the kind-heartedness, but this is not a good place for money to go.
Okay.
This is for making the problem worse.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Thanks for giving us your opinion. More importantly, thanks for listening to our program. This is an interesting switch. This is not what I was expecting. Hugo, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, my question is I've been in this country for almost 10 years. I'm come from the country of Panama.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying doing my test for my citizenship, and I've been treating like passing 2007. I got a little problem, and I was convicted for like disordering account.
I'd say it again because I didn't quite understand what you said. I apologize.
I was charging for. I got a little problem, and I got a charge in the court. It wasn't my problem, but I got in my career. I was charging for disordering account, a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So, and they say if you go apply for get your citizenship, I know a person that they even charge him for family after he try apply for that. And I came in this country in the right way. I've been treating awful. Every single time that I flew to my country and come back, immigration department treat me like, a piece of garbage.
Okay, now why do you think that the immigration officials, when you are going through the, if I understand you properly, that you've gone through the immigration process the right way, you're trying to become a citizen through the documented, the correct way, why do you think that immigration officials and the populace in general will look at you with suspicion and are questionable about your motives? Why do you think that is?
No reason, just probably I came from the right way.
Nope. Why do you think that is? And I'll tell you the answer if you don't know it.
Why?
The answer is because of the individuals from your homeland and from other places that are coming into this country illegally and taking advantage of the circumstances. You should be.
Millions are here,
sir. You should be. You should be the most angry about illegal immigration because it is affecting you much more personally than it affects almost anybody else.
Yeah, but I don't take any benefits on nobody.
But Hugo, those that come here illegally are diminishing your potential. They are stealing from you. They are causing you to be under suspicion because of their actions. How do you feel about that?
That's not right. That's completely outrageous. What are they doing to us that we came to the right way? We pay all the rights to be here and everything, and every single time that we try to do something right, they treat us like a piece of garbage.
Then, Hugo, if it's not right for the illegals to come in and cause the problems that you are feeling the effects of, why is it that the Hispanic community votes so that they allow the Democrats to keep this flood? Why won't you vote in the way that helps the political party that wants to make sure we have to do it the right way?
Why? I can't vote because they don't accept my vote. They don't listen to me. They don't listen to what we are.
You have been lied to, Hugo. You have been lied to that your vote doesn't matter. And, sir, your vote does matter. If you and your circle of influence, the people that you know that have come here to this country legally, would stand up for what's right and say, damn it, we don't want illegal immigration. We want legal process, and we want it done the right way. You can have an effect on our government. You can because you're doing it the right way.
Well, apparently even that is a problem because they don't see him that way. At least us, that we come the right way and do the right mm-hmm. stuff, we deserve to be treated right.
Gotcha.
Hey, we got all the papers right, all things in the right way. They got all information, and they don't even, they say, you know what they told me in the Houston Immigration Airport last April that I flew in? No. They hold me for 6 hours, and one officer stand up and say, it's not because you got a resident permit, it's not because you've been in this country for so many years and you got children's house, whatever. We don't care. And the moment that we want to, we will send you back to your country, because the only people out to be this country is the one that are USA citizens.
That's not right. No, it's not right, Hugo. And I'm sorry you had to endure that. And I applaud you for coming into this country the right way. And I encourage you, Hugo, I encourage you, I deplore you, please organize people like you and fight for legal immigration. Stand up against this flood of illegal immigration. You have a stronger voice than I do, my friend. You can make a difference.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.